This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Oh my goodness! It's the Trim Healthy Podcast, and I'm seething with excitement because it's been a minute, hey gals?
Seething!
He's back!
He's back!
He's back!
He's back, fam!
Back with all his motorcycle glory. He came in with his helmet on.
Why would somebody come in with their helmet left on just to say to the world, I ride?
No!
I ride.
No, and, I was 20 minutes late.
Precious Valdez's son came in with, did you take your helmet off?
Yeah, he came in with it off because he was a normal person.
Because he's got nothing to prove.
Yeah. Hey, Daddy had to wear it in.
Look, it's a gorgeous day out today. I got to talk about it. And that was it. I talked about it. Now I have a question for you, and it's a health question, but it involves the home.
Okay.
Okay. So I come home the other day and there is white powder surrounding the perimeter of my home, dusting my cabinets. There's white powder on the countertops. There's white powder, I mean, in the underwear drawer. There's white powder everywhere.
Why are you saying Serene? Like, you know what he's going to say?
Yes, I know what he's talking about. I've lived through this.
Okay.
And you know what he's going to say.
And so,
I do know what he's going to say.
Of course, I realized that my wife has gone bananas in pajamas on our ant problem with diatomaceous earth.
Did you know that, Serene?
Yes, diatomaceous earth, we've done that.
Okay,
tried
but
that
hold
trick.
Can we just stop the party for 1 second?
I was about to say diatomaceous earth. I was
in
just
your
waiting.
Head.
Promise.
When Danny was saying white powder, you were
diatomaceous
thinking...
Diatomaceous earth. Okay. Immediately. John and I have had the subject of diatomaceous earth.
Right.
John basically brushes his teeth with it, brushes his hair with it. He basically eats it as porridge.
Porridge. Okay, yeah. Danny,
John's
continue.
Looking
you may.
Too,
I was
but we'll talk about
wrong.
That in a minute.
I was proved wrong.
All right, so... Here's
I
the
repent.
Question, though.
I'm
is
an intelligent
there,
younger sister, Pearl.
Is there legitimacy to diatomaceous earth? Does it keep pests away? Does it kill the little babies?
John is going to the bathroom, but John's
what?
The one.
John? John's run.
John,
oh,
come
he
back.
He doesn't want to talk about these things anymore, and I understand why, because John cued the B means quit the band. Because
he was hurt because we celebrated him as a praying mantis father instead of his children's
he told
father.
Me. He said, Pearl, I don't want to be known as the prayer mantis father. I'm a father of other things first.
Okay.
But then
he said children. He said their names.
And then he said dogs. Hmm. And also, I do have to say this about John. John is a lovely, committed person. Whatever he starts, he'll stick to. And one time he talked about water here. And he suggested if you have any questions to email him directly. Well, thousands of questions have later that John keeps responding to.
I can't believe he did that. I can't believe
he
it.
He doesn't want to...
Well, let him talk about... Sorry, I'm eating people. I'm eating delicious.
People
wait,
don't
where's the comma on
eating?
That? Sorry, I'm eating people?
So, John, you don't want to talk about diatomaceous earth because you are more of an expert than us. But please, guys, I'm going to ask for John. Don't email him because he will answer everyone.
Okay, but I've got... It's a twofold question. One... Okay, so the twofold question is, one, does perimetering spaces... keep ants out or other pests.
He just hasn't been here in a while. He wants to hear his voice. And so it doesn't.
Because it's health for the home. It's an alternative to spraying poison all over your house. All right. Secondly, does it work on animals, like scrubbing them down into their coats and everything with it?
Yeah, it's super easy. Diatomaceous earth is just silica. It's just smashed silica. So little tiny, not quite microscopic, but getting there, shards of glass.
Yeah.
And so the reason why it kills...
But it doesn't hurt
insects.
Humans, right? There's no shark.
No, you actually... I mean, I drink it daily. It's a great a great cleanse. You can... You know, think of it as like, you know, think of your pipes and being, you know... Imagine like a nasty plumbing pipe with the insides all gunky and stuff like that. So you diatomaceous earth and some water, drink it through, and it kind of like... scrubs the inside of your
so we don't have
spectrum.
To answer this on an email for you. How many teaspoons per cup of water?
It's really, I mean, you can't overdo it. I mean, I usually put in just a big heaping tablespoon in a regular pint glass of water.
Cool.
But the reason why it's so effective on insects is because insects aren't repelled by it. They just see it as another, you know, piece of dirt or whatever, but they crawl over it and it rips their exoskeletons to, you know, just tears them up.
And this is for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It tears them up. And then, you know, anything with an exoskeleton, any insect once you pierce that armor, they basically die of dehydration.
Okay.
But we used it successfully. Yeah.
So it's not like a gentle love the
cockroaches.
Insects. choice.
It's a brutal but chemical free way to get rid of insects that you might deem to be a pest.
Society on John. Yeah.
And you can put it on your dogs. You can or cats.
Safely.
You could put it in your hair. I mean, it's okay. Anywhere where there's going to be, you know, critters crawling around.
Yeah, definitely my hair.
Yeah, there. I wasn't going to go there.
I don't wash it.
Yeah. No, that's it. It's like little like micro shrapnel that just tears the insects apart.
Okay.
And you said silica. So silica, this feels weird. I'm holding the microphone.
Yeah, hang it up.
Like a real professional. Ooh. Like you're going to use microphone like techniques all of a sudden on us.
Hey, silica is, they've done many studies. You know, people, I've got letters saying, where are all the studies, Pearl always says, and the studies say,
hey, believe me.
You just go to Google.
She's got the studies, believe me, mate.
I stay up till 1 in the morning.
Her bedside looks like a mad scientist with the books.
Go to studies.com.
Go to studies.com. They're out there. Everyone can type into Google as well as I can. Silica is so protective of Alzheimer's. That's why they tell people if you're having any brain memory problems, drink water with silica in it. Take a silica substance.
What does it do to Alzheimer's?
Would you suggest that you just use diatomaceous earth instead of the silica, or is it different because the silica itself is larger and it might be doing?
Diatomaceous earth. Can they just one in the same? So they're no difference in particle size.
What about the silica
And where do we find it?
Silica goes on
silica and naturally found in vegetables, or is that silica?
No, it's the same thing, isn't it? I don't know. It might be microscopic. Anyway, we don't fully know, obviously, about all these questions that you're going to send in, but it's a start and you can do your own research, eh, Serena?
You totes.
I'm looking at John's computer screen. Is that the emails that come into you, John? That's disgusting.
I was looking at Dan and he said, no, I don't wash my hair. But he's the man that I used to think was, you know, slightly more feminine than the Hilltop guys because he would product his hair, you know. But I now know what he's done. He's come up in the world to the real product, which is
oil.
He rides. rides a ride now. He rides a, what do you ride? What is your
thing? It's called a motorcycle.
Yeah, but it's got a special name amongst the motorcycles.
Oh, the brand? Like the type? Triumph.
Oh, Triumph.
Serena, we on to Trim Healthy Mummy.
But just wait. The hair's looking really good today, better than when you put product. And I know why.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you ride something, it's the best product in the world. My boys have had a secret. I thought, they didn't care about their hair and they didn't do product. Oh, they cared. A four-wheeler ride on the way to church or a four-wheeler ride on the way to the volleyball court where they know their girlfriends are going to be. Rides are the best. They stick their hair up. The wind goes through. Mm-hmm. It's like a blow dry.
Yeah.
It's like a proper.
Well, that's helping nobody on their Trim Healthy Mama plan, but I love you.
No, but it's just disgusting Danny and hasn't been
healthy,
here.
Look, you want to look natural and like you don't care, but it still looks good.
That's what she's talking about. This is a healthy alternative to product.
Yeah, but you can use a blow dryer.
Thank you.
But they can't without feeling sissy.
Good job. Let's go.
Do you know Pearl's acting all organized? She has nothing to say to you today. Nothing. Zilch. I told her this morning, hey, I've got a few little ideas. Let's have it like a potluck. I'll bring a few pieces of meat. You bring up a few pieces of meat. She's like, yeah, great. I sit here today. Before John presses play, she goes, I got nothing to bring. I said, what? She goes, no, my head's been all in this book because she takes our books at the end of them and she's like Mrs. Big Sister and she does all the editing and all the big girl stuff. And so her head's been in that. So she's like, I got nothing to bring. So she's acting organized like she's got so much to say to you. I'm covering for you, Pearl.
Serena, I'm filling in
15 minutes where you would have been bringing meat.
It's okay because it will come to me long as we start getting on topic. I just want us to start. Because we don't want to waste people's time. When I tune into it, this is why I've been like that, because I've been tuning into
some
health potties lately, and I always want them to get to the meat. So let's go to the meat.
I feel thoroughly told off.
Like, could be.
No, totally told off.
Just bring your potluck.
Hey, I only have... I think potluck should be served simultaneously.
It's the nature of a potluck.
So I was out west. Everyone knows I was out west. Except if you're a new poop in the room, I was going to say.
A new
perp.
Poop in the room.
Unless you're a new peep in the room. You're going to know that I went out west, you know, stuck a big cactus in the sole of my foot and all that stuff. But while I was out west, in a dingy Western hotel, I put on the cartoons for the toddlers, you know. Yes.
And there was this Australian little cartoon, forget the name of it, but it's awesome. And it brought me back to such fantastic memories because the accent was so jolly Australian. But there's this one line that stood out to me, and this is just a little piece of meat. It says that the little creature slash boy, you know, yeah. I don't know if it was a koala or a boy. It was a right. boy, but it was a koala okay, something. Yeah. It was like, I need to be held. Dad, pick me up. I'm tired. And then the mum piped up and said, hey, I notice your legs don't get tired when you're having fun. So she was trying to suggest something fun. And it hit me and I'm like, that is so true. Like I watch my children who think certain things are fun still. You know, there's a certain age where the little toddler is like, can I sweep the kitchen floor, mommy? Like it's fun for them.
Yes.
And they have boundless energy in it. And things where even in my motherhood that have become maybe like, I hate to admit it, but you know, almost dirge-like with just the duty of getting this done. I watch her trying to pretend to do it with even more energy
yes.
you know, than I'm putting into it. And it, because it's fun for her, because it's still play, she does not get tired. So it made me think of us on the Trim Healthy Mama journey and all of you guys and thinking, are you tired? Mm. Are you tired in your creating food in your on your journey? Maybe it's time to put a bit of fun in it, a fun back. Are you tired of making salads? Well, time to make your salads fun.
Yeah.
Like sometimes Shabbat is my big, I'm not like Jewish, but I right. we like to do the one sit extravaganza meal around the table on Friday nights. And it's an all day cook for me. Mm. But it's my pleasure. I do love it. But sometimes my feet can get really tired. Like I can just get really tired. But I've just decided that that's when I put the music on and I like do this little like marching while I'm standing yeah. there and kneading the bread or slicing the vegetables. And I do kind of like little, you know, little Zumba mm-hmm. steps. And all of a sudden the fun, the little extra fun zip gives me that energy to push through.
Yes.
And I think it's so true. Sometimes we're getting tired because we're just not seeing it as fun anymore.
Oh,
and so I want Danny to pipe in. I want Pearl to pipe in. And maybe even with exercise, maybe just ticking the box, going to the gym, on the treadmill, doing something that's maybe was fun once, maybe. But maybe you need to just like, just do something that's fun. Because you won't get so tired. Or make it fun.
So true. Serene, you said this to me because yesterday, you know, when we were discussing what we were going to bring to the party and I was in there at the end of like the 10th edit back and forth for our book. And I was not in a fun place. I was feeling so disgustingly sorry for myself and just stressed like, why do we have, you know, deadlines and why do I have to do this? And we were
at a meeting together.
Yeah.
And I had not been at meetings for quite a while
yeah.
because there were certain things that I had to do. So yes. I was fresh meeting girl. And I said, I called Pearl on the way home. Wasn't that fun?
Yeah.
Pearl. I said, weren't those jokes hilarious?
Yeah.
And I was giggling about them on the way home in the car. And Pearl was like, what jokes?
Yeah.
You couldn't even remember them because you were so dirged.
I was because I'd been at all the meetings and you hadn't. They just weren't fun. And I'd just done the editing. But you said that to me and I was like, well, Pearl, you've lost your fun. What a glorious life you live. I mean, first of all, you're writing these books that, you know, we have an audience for and they're waiting for them and they're hopefully going to go out and change people's lives. And here you are, you know, sitting here in a dirge when you should be making this fun. And so I'm so glad you brought that to me, Serena. We're going to bring it to the Trim Healthy Mama journey. But I was going to have to do that work anyway. So why don't I make it fun? I just put a smile on my face and I just saw it as fun. And I lasted the rest of the day without like, going into this big tight shoulders, stress, poor me thing.
Yeah.
Have you ever been so burnt out though that there is no fun to be had?
Yeah, but if you have to see something through to the end, you're just going to have to make it. Like, I can't stop here.
Like the little koala was so burned out, koala slash boy. He was ready to be like dying cockroach on the ground. They were on a trail walk thing. And he was just so like, I can't take another step. But once the mum started having like, chase you to the next tree. Like, and it became like fun games. He had so much energy that when they came to the end of it, he was like still doing cartwheels and having fun.
Yeah.
There is a truth to it that even if you feel like all fun is to be gone, I think a lot of mums think there's no fun now in changing diapers. Like, there's no fun.
Yeah.
A lot of my children, teenagers, pre-car license will say, oh, is it not so fun for you to drive?
Yeah, that's what I want to
answer
says.
And say, it's so not fun.
Yeah.
But why not?
Why shouldn't it be fun? The joy, I've just lost it, right? They're so excited.
I understand what you're saying, and I'm going to let you talk, Danny, about if things are overwhelming, right? We can come to a point and change our life to make our lives better always. But if you have to like see through a deadline, or if you know you have to, we all have to live healthy lives and make meals. We have to do these things. And we've lost our joy and we're looking at them in a different way. Well, then we have to decide to look at it in a different way, yeah?
Yeah. Are you gals captain of the chores in your house or is your husband? Like dishes, sweep it
captain, up. Captain, like I'm in charge of like divvying out the thing. It's both my husband and I.
Okay. Yeah, but typically you're home during
the
day.
I'm the one saying, come on, zip it into shape. Your turn. Why didn't you wash this properly? Repeat.
Yeah.
This is going back into the dishwasher.
And do you try to like Barney it up to make it fun? Or what happens? Or do you put on music? What are some tips? Because
my children love to sing. So they sing through it or, you know,
okay.
they put on their music really loud. That's so true.
If I'm in the kitchen too, I'm singing. And I think that's why I keep loving it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I usually, and Charlie's like, you know, you're singing all the wrong words, right? And I sing every song I sing, I just mix the words up.
Mm-hmm.
But I just realized for some reason I don't find cooking annoying or anything. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because subconsciously keep it fun. But there's other things I forget to do that too.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
But you know, I want to go back to Danny's point where Danny said, you know, what if there is no fun to be found?
Yeah.
I think there is. I hate like barking up like some narcissist tree, you know, and I don't even know if it fully relates. So I don't want to like come in here all odd. But I think there is fun to be found even in tragedy, even in hard things. Like, so this has gone out now, going out now after the party about when I told about the baby. Okay, so I feel like even when really there shouldn't be any fun to be found, mindset is so huge. Mindset is so huge. We can look at things through a different lens. And even if there even shouldn't be fun to be found, we can find fun. So maybe it's just in a lighter hearted thing where you're just like, there is no fun to be found in losing this last 10 pounds. Like no fun. Maybe there was fun at the beginning, but this stubborn
when
last 10.
When it just
10,
came off.
There ain't none fun now. And I'm just like, okay, so I could be like, I almost got there. Like I'm tired. Yeah. Of miscarriage after miscarriage after miscarriage. Like I'm tired. Like there's no, what was fun, like having children, having babies and extending my family. That was fun. And maybe even it was tiring. I could put on like just having a large family was tiring, but I could put on like, okay, let's make large family fun. Let's look at the fun side. But I feel like I had to make a choice because I still do want this baby that I'm, you know, just still contending for. I feel like I had to change my mindset and say, hey, no, there is still beauty to be found. There is still, I don't have to look at it as like, I am tired of this. There is a different mindset. I don't have to like keep putting yesterday on today. I can wake up refreshed. Yeah. I can wake up like, okay, he says it's every day is new every morning. I don't have to put yesterday's stress or disappointment on today. And so I just wanted to touch that because it is true, Danny, and I'm glad you brought it up, that maybe there's people are like, you don't understand what I'm going through. You don't understand. There is no fun to be found. I can't put any more energy into this. But I feel like we can. I feel like we can, even in traumatic situations, I feel like we can say, hey, I can look at the beauty of this or the beautiful side and I can throw more energy into this.
I know. I think that's true, Serena. Case in point, not to toot your horn too much, but I will because I was so mean to you earlier in the party.
Yeah, you were mean.
Yeah.
I was actually wondering whether I should just huff off.
I'd like to see it.
I still got the pregnancy hormones. I'm actually thinking about it. Should
wait,
I huff
really?
Off?
Should
I totally
huff
thinking.
Off? Hold on. I thought we were both joking.
No, slightly I was pregnantly offended.
Really?
Oh, totally.
There was like a 2%. What percent would you give it?
That's so
I was
funny.
A good 7 offended.
Seven
out of 10.
No.
Totes.
Because I was zero.
No, I know. I normally would have been zero, but I'm laughing at myself because I'm aware that I'm still hormonal.
That you still have HCG in your body.
Totally aware. Yeah.
But on Saturday, you know, you recently suffered this third miscarriage, and we went to a baby shower at my house.
Yeah, it was fun.
Right. Yeah. That's tough, though. But I feel like...
But no, but the choice was for it to be tough or wonderful.
I'm going to talk about you.
Okay, grand.
How offended are you now? 8?
No, 0.
I was just thinking, you know, I thought to myself, is this going to be hard for Serene? Probably not, because she's triggered. It depends, you know, she's very, you're the controller of your mind. I mean, you've just exercised that muscle. But I thought, but still, it's a baby shower and she's just gone through this. You know, that's going to be hard. But of course you turn up and you were life at the party. And it wasn't just like you were sticking your head in the sand saying, I'm fine. I don't wear hurt. You know, I think you're very tender with your emotions. But then at the end, we started dancing to that thing. And it was you and I being like total ridiculous morons dancing at the baby shower. And I'm like, here I am. And I thought to myself, dancing like crazy people with Serene at a baby shower. And she still, you know, hasn't even fully passed this baby that is not alive. And I thought to myself, wow, but there was actual pure joy on your face, Serene.
No, there is joy because there's joy to even look at loss. But it was all, and I'm sick of talking to myself. I don't want to talk about myself and I didn't want to bring it up here and again.
Yeah,
but my point is that I still feel like I've just learned this fantastic lesson from God. And now, it wasn't that I taught it to myself because myself went dark.
Yeah,
myself went to really places where I'm like, ooh, now I know I can be compassionate to people that are really like really just,
yeah,
really are so wounded in places that they just get nasty. Like I could just totally, like my little 7-year-old was running after me while I was going out to the orchard to scream, you know, and I'm like, get away. Like, just like, how nasty is that, you know? But I wanted to be alone. But the thing is, so I'm compassionate about that. So it's not that I've taught myself this lesson, but I've learned through these situations the power of viewing it a certain way. And we do have the power to choose to view it. View it, okay, maybe if I don't want to use the word fun in this little genre or this situation, I could say beauty. We can, we do have the choice. So, yeah, back to you, Dan.
Hey, back to me. I could tell you something that I just thought of that I do that I didn't know that I did, but I do it in my brain. You know how you can lie to yourself?
Mm.
But I don't think it's lying when it comes true, right? So, like, when things get, like, super tragic, you know, tragedy, you know, you weigh that in a scale. I don't mean global tragedy. I mean Spring Hill tragedy, right? I mean local community level tragedy. Like, but think when things get really hard, it may start out as a lie, but if it becomes true, then who cares?
But isn't that what if you could, Dan?
It is that. Yeah, that's kind of my point.
It's like play acting. Yeah.
Yeah, you start to play act. That's right. And I think one thing that I've done is I will say, I will pretend that I am the master orchestrator and that when something is going down, I will go, oh, we've come to this again, have we? The storm right before the calm, you know, the tragedy that breaks me into those goals that I want. Mm. You know what I mean? That hard pressure that forms that diamond, like,
hard,
oh, we're
going to
do that.
Good.
Oh, well, as long as I know that, like, we're good. We can rock this. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I get depressed when I'm like, depression comes when there's no solution. You know, when there's no hope, when you're here and there's nothing to change it. Mm-hmm. But so I take on this master orchestrator sort of approach and just go, oh man, okay, this is hard. Okay, well, what can I begin to take action on and do and absolutely change this? Mm-hmm. You know, and
I love what you said when you said begin to take action on it. Because you know, when I've gone through things, and you guys might be this way too, you're in this certain mindset and it feels very real to you, and it is real. And you know, the wisdom of man says, this is the way you really feel. Be honest with your emotions. When people say, how are you? Just tell them, you know, this is how you, but I could hear kind of this is where God wanted me to be over here. And I could hear this truth kind of like swirling around over here. But these emotions were so real. They were so like what I really authentically kind of felt. But instead of saying, I'm only going to be in this emotional camp until I get some kind of miracle and God like drops a joy bomb on me.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay here till the joy bomb comes. I feel like God was saying, just begin. Like, open up your heart to me. Just open it up. Like, you don't have to be doing cartwheels yet, but maybe just open up. Just take off the lid and the walls and the numbness and just let me start to shine a little joy. And I feel like there's actions, like you said, what to begin. I think if we take little baby steps towards joy, baby steps towards being even open to it.
I know.
That's where it begins.
And I also love what he said about the hard pressure makes the diamond, right? Mm. And so, and we're not promised a life of ease. A life of ease doesn't get us anywhere. All the good things are hard sometimes, but it's a good heart. It's a hard pressure. And that's what hormesis is. I mean, you guys know what hormesis is, right?
We don't.
Yes. Hormesis, yes, I do. Is the term for when these stresses come against your body, but they're good stresses.
Some vitamins and antioxidants.
Yeah, some things in foods are actually harmful if they were in huge amounts, these little amounts in foods turn on our longevity genes, and they turn on the SR2, SIRT1s and our SIRT7s and all these things that make us healthier because we're having to get stronger in our bodies to fight them.
Yeah.
And so if you've got nothing to fight against, you basically go into a puddle of goo.
Yeah.
So they make us stronger. And, you know, there's that thing, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Whatever doesn't make you stronger.
Yeah, I mean, so hormesis is good. So
you need to bring this to our, back for seeing that.
To our trim healthy journey. Maybe you start off and maybe it is easy when all the weight just whooshes off and then you get to the end and then it's day in and day out and then it's like, oh, another meal I have to cook, you know, and all those things. But that's the hard pressure. And without it, there's no diamond. There's just not. Let's not pretend there will be.
You ever heard this word Zen?
Yeah.
I always heard it and I thought, that's not my word. But I didn't understand the word either. But Zen.
It's Chinese, right?
Zen. This idea of Zen is the art of doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there is something to be said too about slowly chopping carrots.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? True. And you know, cooking is in and of itself a Zen practice.
It is.
Because, you know, if you want to go through the center aisles of the grocery store and get those tear open boxes and those packages, you can commit cell death if you'd like.
Yeah.
But you could go around the perimeter and get foods that the earth has provided.
Yeah.
And what you're going to have to do with those foods. And look, no judgment here. I mean, there's a time to like, there's some get or done times.
Yeah,
in life,
there are
right?
get or
no,
done.
Zero judgment. But like, what if it was 90% perimeter Zen approach, right? Where you get the carrots and the celery and the whole healthy foods because you know it's going to just dang it take longer. But what if you weren't trying to get to something? And I speak reserved here because I get like I'm usually not carting children around during the day. Mm-hmm. So that aside, but I still participate and I clock in. I'm a parent, right? Mm-hmm. So I can say this, like, what if instead of trying to always get to a thing, what if you were in the thing now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that was the thing. The carrot chop was the place. The goal you were trying to get was to chop those carrots.
Yes. I love it. You know, when I do something these days consciously, you know, I said before I subconsciously sing, but I always tell myself when I'm in the kitchen these days, I have this little, you know, automatic thing going through my head. I always say, man, I love puttering around the kitchen doing all puttering. These little things.
I love that.
I love puttering. Yes. Isn't that what it is? Puttering. Now, yes, sometimes we have to get meals quickly and all that.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
But it's still the puttering and it's still so healthy and good for us.
That's why I've told you guys when it comes to Friday, I've said, don't do meetings on Friday mm-hmm. with me unless it's life and death. Like it has to be.
Yeah.
You know, and I just take Fridays and I've set it aside so I can make that bread. And now, Pearl, you've come to me.
I know.
And you've said to me, Sid, you know, you used to have your older daughter do it, but now she's married. Has it stressed you out? Now you've got to take over all the bread making again?
Right.
And especially for Shabbat, because I do all these different kinds of specialty breads. I'm like, no, because Pearl has become my passion.
Yeah.
It's so fun. It's so fun. So I've actually learned what you're talking about, the Zen there, Danny. Now it's not about making sure there's bread on the table. Now it's about the process.
The art.
And now I'm getting into the art of it and looking up all of the different artisanal practices. And every time I go to the store, I'm like buying a different organic cherry or apricot to put in the fruit and nut bread, and it's like, sorry, it's crossover, but it's like it's exciting to me. It's like a little,
it's not serene crossover pleasure. That bread you gave me is not crossover.
Yeah, well,
not enough nuts in it.
No, it's E. But you know, I'm just trying to.
There's a little bit of nuts, but it's so delicious, really. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Oh my goodness. No, I love this subject so much because here's what I'm going to say. Whew, it's a biggie and it's coming. So prepare yourselves.
I can see it.
When she looks out of her eye like that, Leslie Pops has noticed that. She's like, Pearl's looking out her eye left, very sharp left. Something poignant.
I'm just going to say something here. I'm going to say something.
Yeah.
After the last 10 years, Serene, we have watched women come and we have watched women go and we have watched women stay and we have watched women have success and we have watched women fall.
Yeah.
If you're not going to find the love for it and find the joy in it, you're not going to stick at it.
Oh, that's a statement.
But is it the truth? It's only the truth.
That is truth. And it doesn't mean if you've lost the joy that you're not going to stick. It just means time to refine it.
Because you are going to lose the joy.
Because we lost the joy after writing the recipe books. We'd lose the joy for about 3 or 4 months.
We would.
We'd be like, cooking, what is that? That's prison, like concentration camp
Serene,
torture.
I remember because we'd have to be cooking like 12 hours a day or more. And I remember saying to my husband, if I have to cook one more meal.
Especially when you're doing a bread 24 times a day and each time it flops.
It was trauma. But that's what we had to get back to, because you have to feed your family and you have to stay healthy. And that's why I developed this thing where I say, I love puttering around the kitchen.
I love that. That's the greatest statement.
But then it becomes a love, Serene.
I know.
It becomes true.
It becomes. And finding the joy is really life or death.
It is.
In your success or failure.
Yes, it is, Dan.
You know, I mean, our experience in life is so, we have to admit, chemically based. And I mean, the chemicals that flow through our body, the endorphins, the happy chemicals, the sad chemicals, those are measurable chemicals. We can see them move, you know? And, you know, if you're not finding the joy and things are drudgery, and there's a time for that, but man, give it, don't give it most of your day.
No, it's so true. And like you said, Dan, I think I love that you bring balance here to Serene and I, because you said there's a time for drudgery. And Serene calls that in our book, I'm That Girl, she calls it eating the toad. Yeah. there's a time to just eat the turd brown toad because she was liking it to exercise.
When turd brown toad, that John and I started a band. And
yeah.
We actually,
when some things you just don't like, right? And that's called the toad.
Yeah.
Well, you got to eat the toad. But sometimes
just hold your nose and swallow it.
Hold your nose and swallow it. But then what comes out of that is more beauty. And there's so many aspects other than the toad in your journey. Sometimes there's just a toad. Okay, be a big girl, swallow the toad. There's your drudgery. But aside from that, she was talking about exercise and she was talking about a privilege to do exercise. Some people in wheelchairs would only give everything that they have. You know, I mean, John's wife right here, if she could get up and exercise. And she's going to do that one day.
She is.
She would give everything and she does everything to get there. And John's life is about bringing his wife back out of that wheelchair. But, and sometimes we complain like, oh, I don't want to do my workout. What a privilege. What a joy.
Mm-hmm.
How much we should fall in love with that because
we
get to do it and because we can do it.
Yeah.
And we can putter around the kitchen. Dawn would love to do that too, John, wouldn't she?
Mm-hmm. You know what I've been doing too? I've been inhaling salad lately, but I have a secret.
Yeah.
Because, this is done in moderation in accordance with your goal weight and where you're at.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But I will drizzle like a thin line of ranch, nicely drizzled across evenly.
This is a thin man talking. So
That's right. But we're talking thin, just enough to be like, I'm there.
Yeah.
And then the opposite direction. Don't hate me. I'm telling you, this is gonna change your world if you do it very, very lightly. An even thinner, paper thin little drizzle of honey. Okay.
Oh no.
Hear me out. Not enough to really do much to your I mean, if you're like
so
on
it's
like,
less than a teaspoon.
If you're on day one, you know, may I don't. Well, actually, if you're on day one, this may be
this
great.
This would probably be good for you one because you can still probably,
Okay. And what it does is it tricks my brain into getting ravenous about salad. It's just enough honey to make salad a candy dessert. We're not talking about drenched. It's not a dressing.
Yeah.
It is.
The lightest thing. And honey's so potent. And honey's very potent too.
So potent.
With its, and it has a special tang.
It does. It's unlike any other sweetener.
Oh, man. And when it mixes with that ranch, now you may do maybe some oil or vinegar, whatever you want to do. But something about the honey with the ranch, it doesn't, you don't need much. You need a mist.
Well, I want to say this about the Point Den. Whether that, you know, thrills your socks or whether it doesn't, the point is he's found the fun.
He's found the joy.
So fun.
And whatever makes you fun pulls you out of that tired, you know, stuck mode. And so maybe it's that for you. And if you don't, you notice it's not making the scale go up, but, well, then fantastic.
Yeah. Right.
Or maybe it's something else. Maybe it's like instead of the same boring salad you've been having for the last 3 years, you find some other new amazing little thing that's so different and so fresh.
And look, my belief is if you're rocking THM, you know, the occasional mist of honey on a salad, am I wrong?
Honey is so healthy in small doses.
Especially raw or manuka. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So then you get the granular.
And it really depends upon how your blood sugar reacts to it. But we've always said, you know, even in weight loss mode, you know, up to 1 teaspoon of honey is fine.
I mean, I'm at goal weight, so I have a teaspoon before I work out every morning. When I work, obviously I'm not working out right now on my...
They say a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, but it also helps the scale go up. So we don't want to do spoonfuls of sugar. But yeah, again, just that's sort of to illustrate like how else might you think about certain things that, because I have grace and mercy for people who are like, oh my gosh, we are not rabbits and I just cannot. Yeah. But here's the thing about if you like that big, full, healthy meal that just like, I just want to consume and just eat ravenously. Man, I've never been hurt by a salad. I know you can probably overeat a salad.
You can eat for a long, long time. It's hard to overeat a salad because you get full and you get tired of chewing.
Salads are life to me, and I think they're art. And you know, when you begin to look at your salad like you do with your bread, Serene, as something to be passionate about and to have an art form. I watch my daughter, Autumn, you know, and I just like, my soul finds such delight because her salads are complete, like, art forms, and she dresses them and she puts on all the healthy superfoods, and I'm like, she has learned this at 16 to have such a love for salads and to dress it with these things, and then she puts on the nuts and then she'll, you know, she does the olive oil, and it's just, it's beautiful to see.
And she's making her lunch a moment, like, you know,
a moment.
And I just want to say that, so maybe you're just tired of cooking, so maybe this will work for you, maybe it won't, maybe it's time. If you're not people that sit around the table, we don't get to except for Friday because all of my big boys, they work different hours and it's just my little toddlers get hungry at like 5. They can't wait till daddy gets home at 6. So, but maybe there's one night a week or maybe it's one afternoon on Sunday or something where you actually make an event from your kitchen. Mm. Make something special. Make something come to life that's more than just calories in.
Yeah.
That it becomes art, something that you get the candles out for, something that actually makes you see the romance in food again.
Yeah, and I so agree, Serene. Since you've done the Shabbat, I was sort of like laughing at you at first and like, what a lot of work. I would never do that. I would never work all Friday for that. You know, glad Serene likes it, but I'm glad I'm not going to. But, you know, lately I've been looking at it and as all your married ones, they go over and they love it. And I was saying to Charlie, I want to do what Serene's doing.
Well, it's special and I always say to my marrieds, no pressure. You never, ever have to be here on Friday night, but you're always invited. Yeah. So sometimes we get all of them.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get one, and that's special because we get one and one with that couple. Sometimes we get a few of the couples. But all the time, there's at least one of the marrieds coming back home. And to me, it's like such a special way to keep that door open to children that are kind of out of your life, even though they're
– Well, they've got their own lives. But having said that, that's a beautiful romance thing. But to me too, like every breakfast, especially in summer because I eat on the porch, the back porch, every one of my breakfasts, like this morning, my oatmeal, you know, I just tried it a different way and it was love and it was romance again. And it's like every morning when I sit out on the back porch and I stare into my bowl of oatmeal.
We're Scottish, by the way, oats thrill our.
Yes, but thrilled. I never make oatmeal like the way they said it's on the box because that's not thrilling to me.
No.
Well, because they're trying to save everybody time.
Yeah, I guess, but it's not big enough. It's not enough food. I have to use 3 times to 4 times the amount of water. No, they say 1 cup of water. Yeah. I'm always using 1.5 to 2 cups.
Oh, yeah, def.
You know, I am putting things like this morning, Serene, we're trying this new stevia. We have finally found after all these years a stevia.
Ours was always pure, the purest of the purest.
And it was the best out there, I believe. Yes. But we've actually found something.
It tastes better.
That we might be bringing. I don't know how long it would take, but.
What, another kind of stevia?
Yeah, damn.
Oh, you need to know that because you don't use any other sweetener.
Okay, so we've always been looking for a backup source all these years because our stevia, and Serena and I have been to the farms right under this pristine mountains. It's only organic. Our stevia does come from China, but they farm the way they've done.
Well, there's only China or South America. Take your pick that harvests enough.
Yeah, but we found a pristine organic place in China. So we've been very happy with the procedure we've been
doing. I mean, we were out there like chewing the leaves from the little
trees. We've watched every process of it. But my husband always said, we don't know what always happens with the Chinese-American trading situation.
Getting very expensive.
Things could go badly at any minute. We have to find a backup source. Because we just have to imagine if Trim Healthy Mama had no stevia for our products.
All of our blends, sweet blends. All of them, gentle, sweet. They all have stevia.
What would I do with that out of life of stevia? I don't know.
I know, because that's all I use.
So what's the upgrade?
We've finally found another backup source from South America.
Ooh, and it's
It's actually slightly green.
It's slightly green.
Stevia?
But it's still usually green. Stevia will be so bitter. This has no bitterness. It tastes like honey.
Is that because of the purity of the refining process?
I'm going to go. You come to my house. I'll give you a tiny little bit.
You have some here?
Yes. But I don't want to give you too much because I only have a tiny little bit.
Yeah, like I took all pearls while I'm saying, this is my precious stash. Like,
yeah, the stash, dude.
You're done, don't come looking to me, okay?
That's right. Anyway, so in my oatmeal, I'll tell you how I had this morning's oatmeal.
This is her part of her potluck, okay?
Because it's my
potluck. Hey, and if you're not shaking Stevie out of the bag, you're a rookie. I'm just going to say.
Yeah, right.
I'm just going to say, if you're using a dunk, get out of here.
I'm done with my dunks. I do the edge of a knife.
I did half a cup of oatmeal. Now, guys, I'll tell you what I do with my oatmeal because I don't like to cook a long time, right? So, you know, I'm half get her done, like Danny said, and half romance and the beauty.
But yeah, that's how you find the fun.
So I do half rolled oats to get the really good aspects of it. And I do half quick oats, so quarter cup each. But you see, I put extra fiber in to compensate for the higher blood sugar rise of the quick oats. So I do that. I do 1 tablespoon of psyllium, whole house psyllium. And that
don't imagine her poops at this moment.
Oh, they're amazing. Wow. But
thank
don't
you
imagine
for that,
them.
Serene. I'm not imagining that.
He's trying not to imagine.
He's so there.
Yeah. Pink elephant.
I did 1¾ cups of water. I did 12 raisins and I did some of our maple burst extract.
Ooh.
And I did 1 of the dunks of our new stevia. You'd need 2 of our old, but this is even more potent.
Yes, it
what?
Is.
What? And I did a couple of pinches of salt. So I thought to myself,
I don't ever want to stay at your house, but I want to stay at your house just so I could wake up and you can make me this.
This was so delightful. And I thought to myself, I'm not having sweatpants oatmeal this morning. I'm just having this to just see what the stevia is like on its own beautiful bowl. And so I let that bowl sit. It was a delicious, huge bowl of, of course I put our hemp protein in there, which is about to come out too, Serene.
Yeah, you're the only one with that left and you won't let me near
your
stash.
Yeah, I have a little bit left. I put that in and it creates this most creamiest consistency. I let it sit in the bowl while I was puttering around doing things. And then I just got I got about 1 to 2 teaspoons of those flaked almonds. They're my favorite almonds. They're so crispy. What are they called?
And you see, that keeps it an E because 1 teaspoon of an oil is E. But you can't get
two teaspoons is only about 3 grams of these. I checked. It's about 3 grams of fat.
Well, you've got fiber in there, you see, of all those nuts. And you've got the protein. And so you've
crispy.
Got.
Crispy. What are they called? Oh, my goodness. I'll have to put the picture up when I do this podcast. They're my favorite
nuts. Flaky ones. Just those things.
They're flaky and they're ultra crispy. They're oven
called,
roasted.
Oven roasted almond
You
flakes?
Get them at Kroger. Anyway, I put them on. Oh, my goodness. Now I'm going to be having that all week for breakfast.
It sets almost like you don't have it like a hot thing with milk, like with the
I did put a
milk.
Little bit of cashew milk on top.
On top, and but it's lukewarm, right?
Lukewarm. Yeah. And but my
raisins.
Sounds
gross, but it's not.
No, it's so delightful. My raisins were swollen. My oatmeal.
So the 12 raisins became like 34.
Like became like 34 swollen. And a half. My oatmeal was swollen. My raisins were swollen.
Your belly, was it swollen?
It's not swollen with fat.
That's all that counts, right?
It got very filled up, like a little baby nuffet's breast milking to very big amounts.
Could you hear like a tone when you patted it?
It
like
felt
a drum?
Very good and nourished. But it was very slimming.
Yes, it was very slimming.
Oh, wow. I'm just thinking about it right now. I might have it as an
afternoon
snack. Listen
to the fun in that. Is there any tiredness in her waking up for a trim healthy breakfast?
No.
How many blinking years in? No, she's looking forward to like, hopefully she
Serene,
can live to 150
to
keep
trying. I was trying
to figure
out how many years we've been doing Trim Healthy Mama before we close now. The book took 5 years and it's been almost 10 years since we released it.
Yes.
Before that, we were doing Trim Healthy Mama for how many years? Maybe two?
Yeah.
So I think maybe you 17? And I are up to 17
My
years.
Gosh.
And guess what? I'm more excited now.
Me too.
It's like somebody married saying, I'm more in love.
You two are the oldest Trim Healthy Mamas.
Yeah. 17 years and it only gets better. Yes. I feel healthier now than I ever have.
Oh, I feel so much healthier, even though I'm going through a miscarriage. I feel so much healthier now than I was when I was 18.
Yeah, but you could say, oh, you're going through a miscarriage. You had so many babies on Trim Healthy Mama, but...
No, this miscarriage has got nothing to do with health.
I know you say to me, I always say, well, Serene, you're 44. You're like, it's not age, but... There's something to do with age.
Yeah, but shut up because I'm not thinking about that stuff. See, I'm being a Dan Watt if you could. I'm not thinking about 44. I've heard the stories of people when they're 47 and bring it on.
Bring it on.
You're
I know.
Thinking
you're
about
fertile.
Rebecca.
You're luscious.
But listen, yeah,
but
I'm totally luscious.
But don't blame your miscarriages on true
No,
healthy
but it's
mouth.
Not health. No, I went to the doctors. I'm like, what? Do you think I could do this? Can I get tested for that? They're like, you are the picture of health. I'm not toting my hormone. My
hormone. Toting your own hormones.
They just said, we've just done your blood work. There's nothing wrong with you. They just said, it's probably your age. But I rebuke that. And Jesus. You watch, guys.
You watch.
It also,
you watch.
It also happens.
I believe
too.
You, Serene.
Yeah, yeah, it also regardless. Happens to people that are healthy that are like 20.
I
know. I know. And for all the ladies out there that have gone through this, I mean, they know what you're talking about, Serene.
Yeah.
Who are we to nail down the divine overarching plan of all history?
That's true.
Exactly.
Right there.
We know nothing.
And right there on that note, we shall love you and leave you. Trim healthy mama my way. And then I'll be trim healthy mama.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.